Hello. Welcome to another Outside the Box, where we refuse to be deterred by any problem. Today's topic is, does deterrence work? Beginning March 24th, the Walk for a Nuclear-Free Future will be passing through western and southern Maine and New Hampshire on its way to the United Nations in New York City. Walkers will be asking the UN to support a nuclear non-proliferation treaty and the eventual abolition of nuclear weapons and nuclear power. Why is this treaty so important, you ask? Is there really a danger of nuclear weapons being detonated in this day and age? According to anti-nuclear advocate and author Brad Little, the answer is still yes. His booklet, The Flaw in Deterrence, argues that as long as we have nuclear weapons and an alert system to launch them, one will explode eventually. Here's what Little argues. 1. That deterrence, the threat of firing nuclear weapons, has no value unless we're actually prepared to carry it out in an emergency situation. 2. That as long as we have the system of weapons on alert in place, there is a chance that the weapons might go off through error or miscommunication, not to mention by intent. And 3. Even though the chance of an accident or miscommunication is extremely low, the chances of weapons being fired sooner or later will eventually approach certainty because of mathematical probability. Someone will screw up, or a piece of technology will malfunction, and we can kiss this planet goodbye. A verbal sidebar here. The same mathematical probability applies to nuclear power plants, despite many claims that the plants are safe. Given accidents at Chernobyl in 1986, Three Mile Island in 1979, and earlier ones in Detroit and Idaho, they're not completely safe. We have not recently had a publicized accident, but mathematically, it's just a matter of time, because we've already experienced human error, technology malfunctions, and miscommunication by plant operators. When it comes to nuclear bombs, the only ones used so far were by our country against Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, in 1945. Another nuclear weapon might not be set off in my lifetime, but it will eventually if we hang on to our 9,400 nukes. If we continue to deploy the weapons, is nuclear deterrence an effective way to influence the behavior of other countries? Would we be willing to kill millions of people, almost all of whom are not a threat to us, to prevent another country from doing something we didn't approve of? How many in the U.S. would die as a result of the fallout? Is deterrence an effective strategy for controlling any behavior, whether an individual, a community, or a country? For example, figures show that the death penalty does not reduce murders in states which use it. Every state without a death penalty has a murder rate that is at or below the national average. West Virginia, without a death penalty, is surrounded by states which do have one, yet it has the lowest murder rate in the region. So much for a death sentence as a deterrent to murder. Would we be better off using carrots, such as friendly relations and negotiations, rather than sticks, the threat of nuclear weapons, to prevent dangerous or harmful behavior by other countries? For over 65 years, our country has said it has kept nuclear weapons specifically as a deterrent threat to hostile countries. Isn't it time we eliminated the weapons because, sooner or later, by intent or accident, they will explode and destroy much of our planet? Do you believe in deterrence using nuclear weapons? has worked in the past and will continue to in the future? Or should we find a different way to deal with other countries with whom we disagree? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping the eventual nuclear accident, if there is one, will not be in my lifetime or yours.